Hello everyone, this is your boy Mr. Luke Brooks here, coming to you one more time in another episode of Passive Income with Luke Brooks. So, I know it's been a while since we talked, and I wanted to go ahead and come back with you with more education, more knowledge on what you have to do to change your life for the better. Just recently, lost my grandmother. Lost her, and it has forever changed my life. And for me, I want to talk to you today about life changes. With life changes, such as loss of a loved one, loss of job, things of that sort, it can do things to you and throw you off on your game. I won't lie about what happened to me. It threw me off heavily. I had a plan. Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to make all this happen. And it threw me into a tailspin. I cried. I cried for many days. I couldn't get up out the bed. I couldn't function normally. But something else inside me said we got to keep going. We have to keep going, and we got to make our dream come true. How many of you have that fighting spirit where, despite what happens in your family or in your life, dealing with a job or whatnot, that you still have the fighting spirit? Well, if life changes, do you change for the better or do you change for the worse? As an entrepreneur, I think that is what our root cause is, as far as helping people find better solutions for their life changes. And when we have a business opportunity or have a solution to a problem that may be able to solve, we need to be able to project it. For example, with this virus, a lot of things have came to a standstill. And I was telling a friend that despite that, people still gonna have a way to make money. And they're like, no, I don't think so, blah 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 this, blah 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 that. I say, but you could present someone with a change in their life. Some people are being laid off. They're being laid off from their job and they're not making any money. And if they're not making any money, the party ain't gonna go anywhere. Meaning that they're not gonna be able to do anything they normally would. They're going to be struggling with credit card bills now, rent, mortgage, car payment. These things are in chaos right now. That's why in the government of the United States, they're looking to create a bill to try to take care of all that, because these big businesses know that these consumers are not going to be able to pay their bills. You can say whatever you're going to do. You're going to take the car. You're going to take this and that. At the end of the day, you're still stuck off. We're trying to figure out a way. So instead of just letting that happen to you, instead of allowing just to be dependent on one piece of income, you need to have multiple streams of income coming your way. And I was telling my staff that if in order for us to do our passive income show, as far as showing our products, we want to have multiple products lined up, not just one thing and say that's it. You got to have multiple things set up. So regardless if you're doing an affiliate program or if you're doing your own business program, you want to have things set up correctly. The first thing you want to start up with something basic that you can test out to see if it works. You don't want to have something that you build up very big, months on end, and it doesn't work. You want to sample. You want to do a sample and let people test it out and see what they say. And then you work off of those feedbacks. And say, okay, I tweet this way, I tweet it that way, or whatever. The second thing you do, you want to make sure that you are introducing your product into different groups. So if it's Instagram, you know, other social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, you want to be able to garner to an audience where you can say, hey, I want you to try something out for free, a beta product. That's what a lot of companies do. They do beta testing. So that way, you're testing it again with the new feedbacks that you had. Now you're refining it. You're refining the course. You're refining whatever product it is. And then finally, After those tests, you did thorough testing, you want to release it to the audience. But you want to have upsells and downsells. If you don't have something in there where it's like, okay, for $5 more or $10 more, whatever it is, you can get this, you're cutting yourself short. You don't want to keep running people back into the same loop with a landing page, and they got to go through the whole process again. Get them right there. Once they start pouring up the credit card, you got them. You have them where they want to talk to you. They got your attention. You know, you got their attention. And they are interested in what you're going to sell them. And you got to work on your presentation. Whether it's just going to be audio, PowerPoint, or it's going to be video. For me, I love video because I like to let people see who I am, how I interact, and where I'm coming from versus someone's like, oh, I want you to do this for me. Over time, this is what's going to drive you to create the lifestyle that you're looking for. For me, I'm not looking to be ordinary. There's too many ordinary people around. I'm not trying to be average. I'm not trying to be in some type of group, clique, or whatever. As an entrepreneur, you're going to stand out from your peers. You're going to be able to see things that they're not going to be able to see. They might say, this person is talking crazy, but you see things differently. It's not that you're crazy. It's not that, you know, you got some mental issue or anything like that. You see things differently. You see things for better. For me, it's me being very basic. I want to have a lot of land. I want to be able to provide for my family. I want to be able to do things that, you know, not saying lifestyles are rich and famous, but things that you ordinary would not see out of my family. And I was talking to some people. I was like, man, I would love to get this Icon A5 plane. This plane looks pretty nice. It's a sports plane. I can see myself flying all the way to Miami in that plane. And people were like, you're crazy. I said, no, I'm not crazy. I see things the way I see it. So they were like, oh, okay. And, you know, people laughing, giggling and stuff, but it's going to happen, man. And I see myself owning land. I want to build a lake. I got to see if that's possible to build a man-made lake or where I want it to have that at. Because the plane, it can fly. Of course, the plane's going to fly, but it can land on water or land. So if I can't do the lake or whatever, the man-made lake that I want, because it's got to be pretty big. It's got to be long. It's got to be 870 feet long. So for me, that plane's got to land in there and do what it's got to do. I want to have a runway, man-made runway, you know, concrete on it or whatever. I want to be able to do those things. I don't want to sit there and be like, well, I can't do it, this and that. But I know I got to put myself in position to grow my income. And I always look up every night before I go to bed. And I always tell myself I will have a net worth of $100,000 by December 31st, 2020. And I'm sticking to that. I already told my team what I want to have happen. And I will have a successful business. You have to be able to put that out into the world. You have to say it so it can manifest. And I do believe in manifesting my reality by saying what I'm going to do. Because if you think bad, things will happen bad. If you think positive and you really, really strongly believe in what you say is going to happen is positive, it will happen. That's why I tell people you need to be around people who are positive in nature, as far as like they're not sitting here being pessimistic all the time or talking down on you or things of that sort. I get really sick of talking to people just negative. I eventually walk away. I got to a point now I'm too old to sit there and listen to someone just talking negative. I just walk away. And that's another thing in your lifestyle changes. You want to walk away from the folks who are not helping you, are not part of the big dream that you're trying to achieve. Be around people who's going to be supportive. Be around people who think positive. Because if you let people who are negative influence you early on, you never take off. So that's something that I want to put out again to you. For a lot of people, they look into religion. A lot of people who may not be religious may go into spirituality, you know. Or some people may just be like, hey, I know this scientifically. Not knocking whatever way you want to do. For me, I always reach out, you know, to God. I always pray. I say, hey, I want to have this happen. I don't want the bad things to happen to me. But sometimes bad things happen to you to push you into the drive. to doing the things that's right. It's doing things to get you what you want. I don't believe that, you know, it's going to fall in your lap if you just pray. I do not believe that. If God gave you a mouth, he gave you a brain, you don't have no disabilities, you could do it. Even with the people with the disabilities, I still see them proving people who sit on their ass and talk about, I wish I could have, should have did. And this person who don't have no limbs or got something going on with them is able to do it with no issues, no complaints or whatnot. But you complaining about something basic and you got everything, you got more than they got as far as body, you know, your body, your mind. It's crazy. That's what I don't get with some people. One way to change your lifestyle is to start reading books. Start reading books about self-motivation. Read books about decision-making. Read books about the people that you're trying to aim to achieve to be like. You know, Tony Robbins. You know, it's like, oh, I want to look at what he's talking about. You know, how he started with $17 in his pocket to be who he is now. You know, people of that sort. Les Brown. I listen to him. You know, Eric Thomas, E.T. I listen to what these guys say. And you might not be the type where I got to read. Just listen to them. That's audiobooks, guys. There's no excuse on why you can't make this happen. There's audiobooks. There's YouTube where you can actually listen to them talk about what drove them to that point and why you got to be like that. At this time that we're in now with this virus, this is where, you know, we stand out from the child or the adult. Are you going to be a child? Are you going to sit here and cry about, I don't got no money, I'm going to complain. Or are you going to get off your ass and take action? This is the best time. If you're stuck at home as an online business person, you know, online business can really put money in your pocket. Now you got the time to do it. And some of these things you don't even require to have to put money out. It takes time, but you have the time. You have the time. If your job says, well, we don't want you to come back to work until this virus is situated, you got the time. So please, if you don't know what you're doing, I already dropped the link down below where you can get my course that teaches you how to start this up in my mini course for Facebook. Go ahead, try it out. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything but time. It's a quick course. I think you can complete that within 8 hours, to be honest with you. It shows you everything you got to do for you to start your own business online. Okay? Join my group. Links down below. Go ahead and go to our page. Links down below. Please, guys, if you like what we're doing, please do not hesitate to like and subscribe. We got more shows coming out like this. And I want you to stay tuned to what we're talking about. Till then, talk to you later, guys.